The Supreme Court has taken up the Bridgegate scandal. Remember that? Suddenly, commuters trying to commute from Fort Lee, New Jersey to Manhattan found that a traffic survey was being undertaken and they couldn't get across the George Washington Bridge, most heavily traveled bridge in the world. And it turned out the reason for that, air quotes, traffic survey was that the mayor of Fort Lee had not endorsed Chris Christie. And so a couple of Christie's aides decided, oh, we're going to punish him by deliberately tying up traffic. Well, of course, it came out that was a big scandal, and these two aides were sent to prison. Now it's in the Supreme Court's hands, and there is some indication that this may be reversed. Let's go to former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. So how is it possible that anybody would get off the hook for this?
Well, the question is whether or not when you use your authority to do something improper, like, you know, deliberately causing a traffic jam, whether that violates a specific statute. And the one that the federal prosecutors used is a statute that makes it a crime to defraud government of its property rights. Here, the government agency that they alleged was defrauded was the Port Authority, because there were Port Authority personnel involved in actually closing lanes and putting up the traffic cones and so forth. And the court is pretty skeptical of using the statute in this case. Not that anyone is defending the unethical behavior of these government officials, right, but because the object of their deception was not to obtain property. It was not to like commandeer lanes on the bridge for their own use, but it was to cause a traffic jam.
That seems strange to me, frankly. In other words, there really is nothing illegal about falsely stopping traffic for no good reason. Why does it have to be a personal pecuniary motivation for doing this? The fact that they did it, you know, for any corrupt reason other than a legitimate need for, I don't know, public safety, seems to me has to be discouraged one way or another.
Well, it what they did was illegal. So these people were fired. They could be charged with ethics violations, presumably were liable under state New Jersey state law. But can federal prosecutors go after an elected official for abusing their power using, you know, this particular statute? The court has been narrowing the basis for federal corruption prosecutions for several years. In 2010, they limited the use of the so-called honest services law in corruption cases and said it was too vague, has to be limited to bribes and kickbacks. In 2016, they unanimously reversed a bribery conviction for Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who had accepted a Rolex watch and travel and other gifts in exchange for introducing his contributor to some government agency officials in Virginia who this guy wanted to meet with. They said in that case, only formal and concrete government actions can form the basis of a corruption prosecution. And in this case, it appears that a majority of the court is skeptical about using the anti-property fraud statute to prosecute these people. Not that they can't be prosecuted under other laws, but they're very skeptical about this law. So let me give you an example. One of the bases for charging these two officials is that they made up reasons for the lane closures that resulted in the traffic jams. They said, you know, they said it was a traffic study. It clearly wasn't. But, you know, the question that the court raised is whether lying about the reasons for your official conduct can give rise to a felony charge, a felony prosecution. One example a Supreme Court justice raised is if the mayor of a city decides after a snowstorm to have the streets in his neighborhood plowed first and then lies about the reasons that his streets got plowed first, can he be charged with misappropriation of government resources? The court, I think, wants bribery and kickbacks and, you know, and other outright corruption to be prosecuted, but they're concerned about the broadening, expanding use of particular statutes by federal prosecutors.
Well, I can't understand why they would choose this statute unless there was no better statute to choose. And it seems to me that these things, you know, scamming a Rolex watch, lying about something, none of these are even in the same league than improperly closing the busiest bridge in the world at an inconvenience to hundreds of thousands of people. And the fact that there's no law that directly addresses that, I find astonishing.
Apparently, they didn't have a law they could use to prosecute these people because of the tremendous inconvenience and costs created for private citizens when those lanes were closed on the George Washington Bridge. So they use these statutes instead. What they did was clearly wrong, and they should be prosecuted for their abuse of power, but you have to pick the right statute.
Rob McKenna, former state attorney general. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.